Some encounters change us for a moment, others change us for a lifetime. For Luigi Capotosto, a single meeting with Padre Pio as a boy would foreshadow a miraculous rescue decades later when death seems certain. Stay tuned to hear this exciting story. Ave Mundis Pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're thrilled to have you here. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar and a miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede for souls today. Discover how his legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Let's begin this spiritual journey together. Be sure to subscribe and tap the notification bell so you don't miss our next video. Now let's dive into today's story. Today's story comes from the book Amazing Miracles of Padre Pio and the Stories Behind Them by Frank M. Riga. It's about a man named Luigi Capotosto whose life was forever marked by Padre Pio, first as a 9-year-old prankster and later as a truck driver seconds from death. But let's start from the beginning. In 1939, when Luigi was just 9 years old, he lived in a house on the road that led straight to the friary in San Giovanni Rotondo. One day, near the friary, he played a cruel trick on his best friend. He stole the boy's knapsack, which contained the lunch meant for his father at work. Just as Luigi was about to open it, he looked up and saw a friar coming over the hill. Luigi, afraid that his crime had been discovered, tried to flee, but he tripped and fell at the edge of the rugged, unpaved road. He scraped his knee, and as blood ran down his leg, he saw the friar approaching. Panic set in. He was certain the friar had seen everything and would report him to the police. He had heard that, not long ago, a boy his age had broken a window, and both he and his parents were summoned to the police station. But instead, to his surprise, the friar, full of compassion, came over to help him. In a gentle, kind voice, he asked what had happened. The intensity of his eyes, the majestic expression on his face, and a smile that invited trust moved Luigi to confess everything. In Luigi's own words, "I told him about the games we boys were playing and admitted that I had stolen my best friend's rucksack. When I added that I knew it contained his father's lunch, the friar didn't scold me or threaten me with punishment. Instead, in a calm and reassuring tone, he explained the consequences of my action. After a hard morning's work, that poor man would have nothing to eat. What I thought was a harmless trick had become an abuse of a poor worker." As Luigi stood up, he noticed that the friar's hands were wrapped in cloth. With simple childlike curiosity, he asked if the friar had fallen too. The monk smiled and replied, "No, I haven't fallen. These are my poor sacrifices for the Lord." Astonished, Luigi asked, "Who is this Lord?" Padre Pio answered, "One day you will understand." Years passed. As an adult, Luigi became a delivery truck driver and often drove up Mount Gargano to San Giovanni Rotondo, delivering meats and grains to local shops and businesses. The road along the mountainside was extremely steep, with 5 sharp hairpin turns with steep cliffs along the edge. One day in 1963, Luigi was descending the mountain with a co-worker beside him. As they approached one of the sharp bends in the road, Luigi pressed the brakes, only to realize they weren't working. He tried the emergency brake and attempted to shift gears, but nothing slowed the truck. At any moment, they could miss the turn and go flying off the cliff. Luigi gripped the steering wheel tightly doing everything he could to keep the vehicle on the road. While his co-worker could only scream and curse, Luigi began praying to all the saints in paradise. They thought about jumping out, but the truck was going far too fast. As they hurled towards the next sharp turn, a sudden and overpowering scent of roses filled the air. The perfume was so strong they could barely breathe. It was the unmistakable sign of Padre Pio's spiritual presence, and it seemed to envelop them completely. Just seconds later, the truck suddenly stopped with a loud crash. It had slammed into the trunk of a massive olive tree standing right on the edge of the curve. Luigi would later recall, "I don't remember the crash itself. It was as if we were surrounded by a protective cloud. I only remember that after a few minutes, we realized that we were uninjured." Luigi and his companion crawled out from the twisted, smoking wreck. Neither man had a single scratch. Just beyond the olive tree was a steep ravine. If the truck had gone over the edge, not even their bones would have been found. "It was a miracle we were alive," Luigi said. And with that, our story concludes. If you like what we do and want to help us continue spreading Padre Pio's wisdom and devotion to the wider world, please consider joining our Protected Child of Padre Pio program. By joining, you'll help us reach more people and you'll receive spiritual benefits like regular holy masses offered for your intentions, a personalized certificate, and other exclusive resources to strengthen your faith. So don't miss the opportunity to be part of something bigger. Click the link in the description below to learn more and embark on this meaningful journey with us. Thank you for staying until the end. May God bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.